Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, we're rolling here on Startup Nation Radio. I made a pledge before we went to the break that I picked up on a key thing Kara said about how she got her business started. How she went from dream to do it. Okay, we're going to get to that in 1 second. First, I want to recognize our good friends at Walsh College and Comerica Bank for sponsoring Startup Nation Radio and being great supporters of the small business and entrepreneurial community. Today, we're talking, Dan, about the unique challenges and opportunities of women in business.
And all entrepreneurs.
Yeah, and we're fortunate to have Kara Hocking on. Kara, of course, has an advertising and marketing company of her own now, moving from the corporate world to the entrepreneurial world and doing it successfully. Kara, the one thing that I picked up on that you said when we asked the question, what were some of the key moves from going from dreaming to doing, was that you found a first customer. You found a first customer. Boy, if that isn't the kind of thing that can give you confidence to move from dreaming to doing, I don't know what else. So maybe those of you out there who are still dreaming about whether or not to start, take your idea out, test the waters, and maybe even solicit that big first customer. Right, Kara?
Right. I mean, that was very important to giving me the confidence to start the business. I wasn't just going to rent an office and hang a shingle out and hope that business was going to come my way. That's what gave me the confidence to take that leap is actually getting that first customer and having that in my hand.
And it becomes kind of organic at that point. When you go out and you pitch, you know, I'm going to pitch my services to you and a big company, whoever it may be, bites on it and says, yeah, I want you to do this, you kind of just at that point say, well, I got to do this, right?
Right.
I mean, it
exactly.
Just kind of takes on a life of its own and you do it.
Then you deliver and then you
deliver
from there.
And there you go. You got a business.
Just keep delivering. Yeah. That's the key.
The key thing is you just want to make sure it's not your aunt or your mom or right?
But Jeff, how many times have people come to you with pitching a business idea and they don't have any customers?
Right. No market validation at all.
And then you're left questioning, well, it sounds good in theory, but how does it work in practice?
There you go. So Kara, you got into business, you know, we're focused on the unique challenges and opportunities of being a woman in business. Were there any for you once you got started?
I mean, I guess I feel that there really weren't. I don't think that there is anything unique to being a woman. I think that the challenges that women and men face in business are quite similar. You know, I mean, I grew up in a family. I had two older brothers. They had motorcycles. I had motorcycles. It was never everything was always a level. I felt like a level playing field for me.
And you know what I find? I mean, I think that each of us deal with various unique challenges, driven by a multitude of factors, whatever they may be, demographic, you know, whatever they may be. And the winners seem to find a way to just
hurdle,
not only get through it, but it's funny, a lot of times you ask winners about their challenges, and they say that there really weren't, you know, there weren't anything unique. I just did what I had to do.
Maybe they just didn't see them, which is why they weren't a challenge to them,
exactly.
So they could see beyond them.
Exactly, because they persevered, they pushed through them. Yeah, that's exactly right. Good lesson there. Interesting. All right, and what about, we want to know, is there, you know, you have an advertising and marketing firm. You guys do what? Tell us quickly.
We focus on media specifically.
Yeah, media.
So we plan and buy television and radio campaigns, online campaigns, things of that nature.
All right. So given that women tend to be really important in the household buying decision, right?
They
I mean,
sure
I think,
are.
Is it like 70% of the buying decisions are made by?
I think
by,
maybe 85%,
yeah, 85%,
actually.
There you go. Okay. All right. See?
Good. We have data.
Learn something new there.
Women are indeed powerful, aren't they? And no doubt about it. Absolutely. All right. So given that, is there anything that, you know, business owners out there, men or women, should learn? Any keys or tips you can give us on marketing to the demographic, the female demographic?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the two things that stand out for women when you're trying to reach them with marketing messages, number one, they're very busy. Number two, they're very connected to their families, to their friends, to the community. And this means that they spend a lot of time online. So this is a great place to reach them. They're especially active with mobile, with smartphones and with tablets. I think they spend over 60% of their online time either on a smartphone or a tablet. And, you know, it's just the usage among women for tablets and smartphones is really just exploding. And so, and those mobile devices have very sophisticated targeting capabilities from a marketing side, you know, demographic, geographic, behavioral. It's a great place to reach women. I'd say anybody who is trying to reach women, that's a really good place to focus.
And women tend to be influenced in their buying decisions by other women, right? I mean, in
right.
other words, if you've got a new baby and you're wondering what baby product should I buy, it's one thing to go ahead and do some research. It's another to know that your neighbor or good friend who you know and trust and has had good experience with a product or service.
Yeah,
Women tend to, you know, there's the term called social commerce, right? And that's using the power of social media to drive commerce. I'm familiar with that because I'm actually working on a project, and the demographic we've picked are busy moms. So I happen to know the power of that. When you go out and you create marketing messages, or you think about what channels to reach them in, you do think about using the power of social media as a component to influence other women, right? And have it spread virally and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just social media, because all of the social media that happens, it all happens online. So there are other online channels that you can, put to your advantage that aren't necessarily social, but you can reach the women online because they are online,
in the
social arena. Or video messaging, video pre-roll.
Right.
Or it could be, really intriguing banner ads, or mobile phone messaging. So there's all kinds of things, but it's really all in that online arena, because that's where people are spending more and more time. More and more money is moving that way in the media world.
Any key don'ts when it goes to marketing? I mean, any hot buttons you stay away from when it comes to marketing to women?
Well, I guess they're very time-starved. So whatever you do, make sure it's relevant to them.
Right.
Make sure that it reaches out and grabs them, and it's something that's going to be relevant and meaningful. Otherwise, people can choose the messages that they want to pay attention to. And if it's not relevant, you're just not going to get noticed.
Okay,
so, great. So, Kara, I'm dying to ask you as well. So you've had tremendous success since you started your company over the past 5 years. What were some of the key challenges that you've had that our listeners could benefit from?
Oh, gosh. It's a good challenge. I mean, we've really, one of the challenges we face is really trying to keep our processes internally at the company up with the growth of the company.
Right.
Because when we first started, there was just two of us. Now, we've continued to add people and, keeping the processes, expanding those processes to encompass all of the new people that you're bringing on board, and to keep running at that pace that you need to run at to keep the business, moving forward and keep all of your clients happy. I mean, that's probably, I would say, the biggest challenge that we've faced.
That is always a key issue. Mm-hmm. If you're going to grow, every year is a little bit differently, and you have to keep pace. The entrepreneur, the business leader, has to constantly keep track of the growth of the business and how you're going to continue to satisfy those clients.
Right, and it's important that you keep tabs on your own company. So take time to step back and look at your company and what's happening, internally, and keep tabs on it, and just take a little time for yourself too while you're growing your clients' business.
Yeah, and I want to understand, when we've been talking about you as a leader, an owner of a woman in business, but what about informing teams when you're doing hiring? Is there any differences or uniquenesses, or do you think there's better spots for women versus men? Or you mentioned you don't really feel it yourself as a woman, but what about when you select people to join your team? Any uniquenesses or nuances?
No, we really don't. It's, we do, 13 of the 14 employees that we do have just happen to be women. So.
Oh, no kidding.
No, wait a second. What were those numbers again?
Yeah, we did just hire our first man 2 weeks ago, so we're excited about that.
But all your credibility is just going out there. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah.
No, there just do happen to be a lot of women in the media arena and in the marketing arena. So,
now that's interesting. Why do you think that is? I mean, I think that as women go through, and we're going to talk a little bit about education in a minute. Why do women tend? Why are there more women than men in that business?
I'm not really sure. There tends to be there's a lot of detail that goes along with the work that we do. So administratively, there's a lot of, accounting and a lot of numbers and a lot of administration and a lot of spreadsheets. So I don't know if it's something that, because there's a lot of administrative work that goes along with it, that tends to, point towards women a little bit more, but.
Well, that gentleman that joined the firm, he's either the luckiest man in the
world. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we think he's pretty lucky.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he very much is.
Well, woman or man, he's pretty lucky to be with your firm, that's for sure. Well, listen, Kara, we can't thank you enough for being on the show. We'd love to make you a regular if you're willing to do that. We want to continue to tap your wisdom as it relates to the media world and so on.
And we definitely want you to stick around for the rest of the segment and add value as you can through the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. I would love to.
All right. Very good. Great hearing your story. When we come back, we're going to hear from another woman in business, had an amazing career, and we'll bring her on right after the break. Dan, great show. Great stuff.
Fantastic. Looking forward to hearing from Stephanie Bergeron, the president of Walsh College.
Great supporter of Startup Nation Radio. Okay. That's great. We'll be back in a minute on Startup Nation Radio.